Thanks so much for joining us as we continue this week looking at verses that help us prepare for Jesus, the coming of Jesus during this Advent season. During this week, we've been focusing on peace. Here's a verse that I bet a lot of you know. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. You can say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So just think about it. Life and eternity hang on the love of God. Love permeates his person. God's affection is so passionate for us that it drove him to drastic action. Sin separated us from him, and he wanted us back. So he sent his son, his one and only son. From the first moment of the miraculous conception, Jesus humbled himself. He was made in human likeness to die in our place on the cross. He died as our substitute to bring us peace with God. The journey of faith begins with an understanding that I am a sinner and I can do nothing to remedy that fact. The journey of faith settles in the finished work of Jesus. The journey of faith finds its home in heaven, eternal life with God. Can you imagine such love? Can you imagine the love that causes one to give his son to save others? God's love for you cannot be fully explained in words, but it is yours by simply believing in the finished work of the one, Jesus, who came and died for our sins. So why don't you do that right now? You can pray with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your love. I thank you for giving your son Jesus to die in my place. I understand that the work of Jesus paid the penalty for my sin, paid it in full. I believe Jesus died for me. And I trust in his finished work on the cross to forgive my sins and place me in an eternal relationship with you. Thank you for Jesus. I pray in his name. Amen.